we are at the 2011 Audio Branding Congress, and beside me I have Paul Kulpfleisch, and he is a branding consultant. Paul, tell me what it's been like for you to be at the Congress.
It's been a really interesting experience, hearing so many different perspectives on the role that audio, sound, music plays and the different layers that everyone puts to it, coming at it from different perspectives. It's been an eye-opening experience for me.
Tell me a little bit about your presentation today.
Well, today, I guess it was a touch of a case study about an experience that I had with BlackBerry when I was managing the brand for BlackBerry with a program that we did with U2. But really, it was more about a discussion around how brands should consider developing anthems that really describe how they react and how they participate in society.
And what did you learn from that experience?
Well, I think you learned how hard it is to conduct a marketing strategy when you have your business needs and your marketing needs and your branding needs, plus working with a large recording artist that has their needs as well, and bringing those two worlds together is very much a challenge. Yet at the same time, if there's an underlying truth between the brand and what the artist's material is, sometimes truth has a funny way of finding its way to the surface despite your best efforts to keep it from happening.
It always does.
It does.
What do you plan on doing going forward?
Well, right now I'm no longer with BlackBerry. I left back in February of this past year, and I've been consulting, taking some time to regroup, and now looking for my next sort of interesting marketing challenge and passion.
What do you see for the future of branding, and particularly mobile branding?
Well, the mobile space is rather interesting because it's very quickly evolving from being a hardware, software, service industry vertical into now a very horizontal play as being a platform play. So you have iOS as a platform with apps and the whole ecosystem developed out of it, and of course Android now with its play. And as it becomes more of a platform play, these devices that people walk around becoming more and more integrated into what their whole life is about, and I don't know that anyone knows where this all goes and where it all plays out, but I think it's probably one of the most important spaces in terms of what the future of multiple forms of technology are going to be, not just mobile.
I agree. And lastly, what do you want people to take away from your presentation and the Congress overall?
From my presentation, I'm hoping that people sort of see a bigger role for music to play in their brand storytelling, because I believe the stories and the dialogues that they have to manage in branding are becoming more complex. People want brands to participate in their lives, in their society. They want brands to have a social point of view. And following traditional lines of communicating what a brand is about is limiting. People want to be inspired, mm-hmm. and I think music has that ability to inspire and to rally. And that's really what I'm hoping people will think about after listening to my talk.
Awesome. Hopefully we'll see you next year again at the Audio Branding Congress.
I look forward to it.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.